Well, Greece has bought itself a bit of time, but that time is about to run out, Simon. It's looking pretty tense out there.
Well, there's another deadline again today, John. Yes, on Friday, you may remember, an agreement was reached to give Greece a four-month extension to its bailout programme, but that was only if the government submitted a package of measures that would satisfy its creditors that it was serious about reform. The deadline for that is tonight. We have Michael Argyrou, a reader in economics at Cardiff Business School, and Sonny Kapoor, managing director of Redefine, which is an economic and financial think tank that advises policymakers in the EU and internationally. Welcome both. Michael, first, what will they need to show?
I think that they will need to show a concrete plan as to how, A, they will be able to gather some extra revenue by means of reducing tax evasion, and B, they will have to commit to existing reforms in things like the labor market, in terms of increasing competition in the markets. So they will have to show that they are serious about reorganizing and modernizing the Greek economy.
Sonny, they have had to extend a programme they didn't want to extend. They've had to promise not to roll back reforms which have already been implemented and are still under the watchful eye of the Troika. In what way is that not total capitulation to the demands of the lenders?
So historically, the Troika has actually been responsible for demanding and essentially getting the resignations of previous prime ministers in countries as large as Italy. And they have appointed essentially technocratic governments, which go way above any sort of democratic legitimacy there might be. So that's the kind of Troika we're dealing with. The fact that none of that has happened is already an accomplishment.
Well, they can hardly replace a government which had only been in for a couple of weeks, could they? I mean,
well, on past form, they might be able to. So they have essentially accepted the right for Greece to actually play a game rather than award a walkover to the Troika, which has happened in the past. It may be a 7-1 defeat in the same way that the Germany-Brazil game was, but Greece can actually play in the match.
Okay, it uses the phrase co-author of its own destiny. Michael, this is just kicking the can down the road. Is this a bridge to anywhere?
I think you are right. It's very much kicking the can down the road. Yes, it is very positive that following this agreement of last Friday, and of course conditional upon these measures being accepted, Greece does not face an imminent exit from the Eurozone. Nevertheless, there is no question that there is a collusion course, and in my view, we have set the scene for a major showdown later this year.
They are suddenly coming from very different places. You've got a far-left party dealing essentially in the form of Germany with a centre-right Christian Democrat party, coalition thereof. They just have very different ideas about the way to go about business.
That's true, but there is a middle ground, and that middle ground is the one that's actually staked by the IMF and the European Commission, who in this particular negotiation have played a relatively benign role, who have learned from past mistakes, have a feeling of guilt, have realized the program as previously designed doesn't work, and are willing to give the new government the benefit of the doubt. So the new government, the onus is on...
But the only difference is that the Greece gets to choose some of the cuts it has to make. The actual overall, there's a slight loosening, potentially like to 1.5% of GDP of a surplus rather than down from 3. So you could say it's been relaxed a little bit, but on the whole, nothing that's already been done will be rolled back.
Well, actually, I mean, this is quite substantial over a number of years. So if you look at extra fiscal spending of as much as 10% of GDP over the next 5 years, that potentially is available in humanitarian terms, given what has happened right at the bottom of the Greek income spectrum, this will have a real, visible, tangible impact.
Michael, do you agree that that amounts to a weakening, a sort of easing up on austerity?
In theory, it could be so. The problem, however, is that the recent developments in the Greek economy, the political uncertainty which has been created by elections, and also the promises that have been given by the present government before elections, have led to a significant fall in public revenue. So yes, although the targets might be a little bit lower for the surplus, still the existing situation is such that new measures may be demanded, new measures may have to be implemented, in which case I will not be very surprised if you see the imposition of new fiscal measures in order to meet lower targets.
How is all this playing in Greece itself? Are people who voted for Syriza, do they feel betrayed? Do they see this as a climb down, or do they see it as a victory? How's that playing there?
I think that you have both kinds of reactions. Yesterday, we did see a number of prominent supporters of the new government expressing their disappointment. Of course, it is true that the election is still very recent and the new government has still a lot of good political capital. But I think that the dynamics here are such that this political capital may soon be exhausted because unavoidably the new government will have to present policies which are more consistent with the policies demanded by the Troika rather than its own pre-election campaign. So I think that there is a lot of potential for political turmoil within Greece.
Certainly briefly, a final thought.
I think that sometimes it's not about economics, it's about self-respect. And that's what this government has tried to do, and that's why people are still supporting. And given that it can demonstrate it can go in the field and play, even if it loses the match, and get some concessions, the domestic support will continue. Nobody had any illusions about what this government could actually achieve.
Sonny Kapoor and Michael Argyrou, thank you very much indeed.